I think in this morning we're going to continue with the outline. I think every one of you.
是不是每一位弟兄姊妹都有大纲？如果没有的话，请你举手，弟兄们可以给你。
Actually, we didn't finish yet completely. The point concerning God of Isaac.
我们到目前为止昨天晚上不能够完全说完关乎以撒的神这一点。
And in the whole Bible, this three person, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, can be considered as the foundation of our faith.
在整本的圣经里，这三个人物，亚伯拉罕以撒、雅各可以是说我们信心的根基。
When God appeared to Moses,
当神向亚伯拉罕、向摩西显现的时候
，He asked Moses to tell his people, "I'm the God of your father Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob."
神就说，神向他显现说，我。是亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
Even in the New Covenant,
甚至
New Testament,
到了新约的时候
，The Lord Jesus Himself mentioned the name, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob.
主耶稣自己亲自提到这个名字，亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
This is I would say the most practical, the most wonderful name of this living God.
这是活神，非常实际，也非常美好的一个名字。
Because it described who our God really is.
因为这个名说出我们这位神是哪一怎样的一个神。
You know, it's very difficult to explain God. Can you explain God, people?
你要向人解释神。这是很难的一件事情。
God is invisible to our eyes.
因为就着我们的肉眼来说，神是看不见的。
Nobody can see God.
从来没有人见过神。
Not just because he's invisible to us.
不仅他不是肉眼所能见的。
It's because we are fallen.
因为我们是堕落的人。
Sorry to say, we are not qualified to see him.
对不起。我们必须说，我们人是不够资格来见神的。
Many people say, "Show us your God, and I'll believe."
很多人说，你把神给我看一看，我就相信。
Well, what do you think?
你觉得这句话怎么样
？Do you think if you just say something like that, God will appear to you right away and say, "Here I am"?
你想，你就随便这么说一句。神就向你显现说我就在这里吗
Do you know if God appeared to you, you might not live?
你有没有意识到神今天若向你显现你可能不能存活
You should be happy that the sun is quite far away.
今天呢太阳离我们有相当的远的距离我们应该很高兴
Because if the sun approach you,Just a little bit closer, you'll be burned up.
如果今天太阳是稍微离我们近一点的话，我们全部就要被烧掉了。
God is a holy God.
因为神是一位圣洁的神。
He's a God of glory.
他是荣耀的神。
He is a righteous God.
他也是一位公义的神。
How about you?
那你呢
？Holy.
你圣洁吗
？Righteous.
你公义吗？
Glorious.
你荣耀吗
？Definitely not.
绝对不是的。
So how can such a wonderful, holy, and glorious, and righteous God appear to you, and you'll be done away with?
所以，若是这一位圣洁、公义、荣耀的神向你显现的话，你就化为乌有了。
Yeah.Right. We never thought of, right? So, Now, how is this wonderful God going to approach you?
那么今天这样一位神，怎样能够临到我们呢？
It is not so easy.
不这么简，不这么容易的。
Right. So, the way God revealed Himself to us is by this wonderful book.
今天神乃是借着这本美好的书《圣经》，来向我们启示他的自己。
That's why in the very beginning of the Bible, it says, in the beginning was the Word.
所以圣经告诉我们说，太初有道，或者说太初有话。
God spoke to us.
神对我们说话。
This book is the living Word of God.
这一本书就是神的活话。
He expressed himself by his living speaking.
借着他活的说话，他来向我们显现。
If you really want to know God, you have a heart to know God, you have to come to this book.
你如果真要认识神，你有个心要认识神，你就来到这本书跟前。
Right? You read so many books, right? Have you read books?
你们平常读了这许多本书，各式各样的书。
Scientific book.
科学的书
Physics, biology,
物理生物数学
Engineering、
工程
Medical books, all kinds of books
医学的书各式各样的书
If you want to be a doctor, what do? You read
你如果要做一个医生你怎么办你要读书
You have to read the books
你要读书
Because everything in the past experiences of mankind concerning medicine is written in that book
因为人类已过所有对于医学的经验通通累积在这个医学的书里面。
你读了很多书哈，对不对
？You read many books, right?
You cannot go on without reading any books.
你不读许多的书，你过不下去的。
If you want to learn medicine, you read medical books.
你要认识医学，你要读医学书。
You want to learn physics, you read books.
你要读要认识物理，你要读物理书。
Even the professor want to teach you, you need to get a book. You also get a book.
连教授要教你，你都需要先拿一本买一本书。
Now how do you know God?
那今天你怎么能认识神呢
？God has given us the Bible.
神给了我们这本圣经。
It's called the book, the book.
这就是那独一的一本书。
You read so many books.
你读了许多其他的书。
Why not read the book of books?
为什么不读这一本万书之书呢？
This book is all about the living and true God.
这本书所说的就是这位又真又活的神
，Wonderful，
太美好。
Right, you want to know who made the universe? Page one of this book. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth.
你要知道这万有宇宙是谁创造的，你就读这本书的第一页。起初，神创造天地。
And Paul tells us through his creation, you can see the power of God.
保罗告诉我们，借着这本书，我们就能看见神的永能。
Through his creation,
借着所造的万物，我们能认识。
You can see the glory of God, the power of God, the wisdom of God.
我们能认识神的永能和神性，他的智慧。
Look at the whole creation.
请你看一看这一切的创造。
You think nobody created it?
你想，这不是没有人创造了这一切吗
？Suppose I tell you this lamp there, that lamp there, Samuel. Nobody made that. It's just after 100,000 years that lamp just somehow bang 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 boom 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 and it became a wonderful lamp there. Do you believe that?
我指着这个灯告诉你说，这灯不是人造的，你就等个十万年， 莫名其妙的碰撞一下就有一个灯了。
信不信？
Do you believe that?
不信。
You don't?
真的不信。
Really?
那么简单的一个灯泡在那边呢，你不信是砰砰砰啊，突然间变出来的，没有人计划的。
Such a simple lamp there.
不信吗？
You don't believe no one plans it, no one makes it, and it just appears?
那这个地球呢？
What about the globe, the earth?
With all the wonderful living creatures.
还有这许多美好的生物、活物。
And its greatness.
它何等的伟大。
Things, even the Bible says, things visible, things invisible.
甚至圣经说告诉我们说，有可见的事物，有不看。看不见的事物。
Nobody designed it.
难道没有人设计这些吗？
Look at so many beautiful flowers.
你看看野地里有多少美丽的花朵。
It's a piece of art, right?
每一朵都是一个艺术品啊。
Do you think such a beautiful flower can just...After so many million of years, just became a beautiful flower.
你想这些花就是经过了几百万年，
可能吗？
它自己就变得美丽了。Is that possible?
Look at this wonderful man.
看看我们人。
The Bible says man, when God created man, he made man in his own image.
圣经告诉我们，当神造人的时候，他是按他自己的形象造人。
In his likeness.
按照他的形象造人。
So wonderful.
他的样式所造的，真是美好。
Right. So, if you look at this word.
所以你若是读一读他的话，
It's impossible not to believe.
你就没有办法不相信。
Because the whole creation proves that there is an existence of God.
因为整个宇宙受造的万物就证明有神。
Right. If this universe is not created by God, there will be no science.
如果神没有创造这个宇宙，今天也不用谈科学了。
Why is there a science?
科学为什么存在？
Science didn't invent the universe.
科学没有创造宇宙。
Science just studied the universe and tried to discover what God created.
科学不过是在研究这个宇宙，要发现什么是神所创造的。
Right. That means whatever God has created is really in a wonderful.Scientific order.
所以就证明神所创造的一切是非常合乎科学的原则的。
Everything is so accurate.
每一件事都是很准确的。
So exact.
非常精确的。
So scientific.
是非常合乎科学的。
Especially so suitable for human living on this earth, for example.
举个例子来说，今天这个地是非常适合人生存在这个地上。
Right, the air,
有空气
，the sunlight,
有阳光。
Right, so suitable,
真是是合适。
All kinds of living things,
有各式各样的活物。
So that you can live, we can live, and to sustain this wonderful life.
所以你可以活，我可以活，这一切是要。来维持各样的生命。
You mean to say nobody plans that?
你想说没有人计划这一切吗？
God
是神。
Planned.
神计划了一切。
That is why you have to believe in this wonderful God.
这就是为什么你必须要相信这位美好的神。
Without God,
没有神,
our heart will be empty.
我们的心 不过是虚空的。
I think many of us sitting here, we can testify to everybody.
我想今天在座有我们众人能向每一个人来做一个见证。
Our fellowship and our experience with God grows day by day.
我们对神的经历，我们与神的交通来往是与日俱增。
And the Holy Spirit indwelling us revealed to us so many things that we have not seen before.
神的圣灵住在我们的里面，每天向我们启示已过我们所没有看见的事。
Now, coming back to this wonderful name of God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Right?
那么我们现在回头来谈，神有这样一个美好的名字叫做亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神。
We mentioned in our first meeting concerning Abraham, the name Abraham means father.
我们提说过亚伯拉罕这个名字的意义是说到父亲。
God changed his name from Abram to Abraham.
亚伯拉罕原来叫做亚伯兰，神把他的名字改成亚伯拉罕。
Abram means the father of multitudes. Right?
亚伯拉罕的意义是多国的父。
Just multitude, so many things, right?
许多
multitude,
各式各样事物的父。
But Abraham got changed to mean the father of many nations.
亚伯兰的意义是多重的父。亚伯拉罕意义是多国的父。神把他改成亚伯拉罕，是非常更确定的。
Because God is the creator of all things, so he is the father of everything, right?
神创造了万有，所以神是万有的父。
In a way, he is Abram. Abram.
我们可以说，神自己就是那真实的亚伯兰。
Because Paul did say in Ephesians chapter 3 that God is the father of everything that is called families in this universe, in this earth.
圣经上以弗所书第三章告诉我们说，神自己是地上万族的父。
But you know, that is too general.
但是这个是一般性的说法。
God
太广泛的说法。
To be our father.
今天神要做我们的父。
So when God created man, he made man according to his image. Why?
所以当神创造人的时候，他是照着他自己的形象造人。为什么呢？
Because through his wonderful creation of the human race, he wants to gain many, many sons. He wants to gain many sons.
因为在神所创造这美好的人类中间，神要得着许多的儿子，众子。
So today, look, all nations, there are believers who were born again to become sons of God.
所以今天你可以看见，在天下各国中都有人重生得救，成为神的儿子。
弟兄啊，那 brother, are you a Chinese? A son of a Chinaman, or are you now the son of God? A son of God.
弟兄，我问你，你是一个中国人，是中国父亲生的中国人，还是你今天是神的儿子？
Do you realize this wonderful God wants to be your father?
你有没有意识到，神要做你的父？
Let me read to you one verse in John chapter 1.
我读给你听约翰福音约翰一书第一章。
Right. Let me just read verse 1 first. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
对不起， 是约翰福音第一章、
yeah.
说到
Gospel of John. Yeah, I'm sorry. The first chapter of Gospel of John.
是约翰福音的第一章，从第一节说到太初有道，就是有话，道与神同在，道就是神。
Because it was the Word of God, right? So the Word was God.
因为这里是说到神的话，换句话说就是话就是神。
Because it was God who spoke.
因为是神说的话。
He was in the beginning with God. That means the Word, which is actually Christ, right?
这话太初与神同在。
All things were made through him, and without him, nothing was made that was made.
万物是借着他造的，这话就是基督。凡被造的，没有一样不是借着他造的。
In him was life.
生命在他里头。
And the life was the light of man.
这生命就是人的光。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
Then it says,And the Word was made flesh and dwelled amongst us, verse 14.
然后十四节说，这话成了肉身，住在我们中间。
Aye, that means the Lord Jesus came as God incarnated, right?
这就是告诉我们，主耶稣基督来到地上，是道成了肉身，或者话成了肉身。
He came a man.
他就成了一个人。
Then I jump back to verse 10. It says he was in the world, and the world was made through him, but the world did not know him.
然后回到第十节说，他来到世界，世界也是借着他造的，世界却不认识他。
Unfortunately,
实在是不幸的事。
Because mankind became fallen, right?
因为人类整个的堕落了
，deceived by the ancient, the old serpent，
被那个古蛇所欺骗。
Then it also said in verse 11, he came to his own, and his own did not receive him.
十一节接着说，他到自己的地方来，自己的人倒不接待他。
But as many as received him.
但是凡接待他的
To them gave he the right to become children of God.
就是信他名的人，他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女。
Who were born, or let's continue, to those who believe in his name.
凡相信他名的人
Who were born,Not of the blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
这等人不是从血气生的，不是从情欲生的，也不是从人意生的，乃是从神生的。
Amen. In your first birth, you were born of man.
当我们头一次被生下来的时候，我们是由人而生的。
But in the Second birth, regeneration.
但是
depends on you now.
在我们的第二次被生下来，也就是重生，这个跟我们的决定有关系。
You can become a child of God.
你可以借着他成为神的儿子，神的儿女。
This is your destiny.
这应该是你的前途。
This is God's purpose when he made man.
这是神造人的时候所有的一个目的。
Because God wants to be your father.
因为神要做你的父。
It's really wonderful.
非常美好。
You remember when the disciples asked the Lord Jesus to teach them how to pray?
你记得主耶稣的门徒求主耶稣教他们怎么祷告。
The first thing the Lord says,This way you should pray, Our Father in heaven.
主耶稣就告诉他们说，你们要这样祷告。头一句， 就是我们在天上的父。
How wonderful.
多美好。
This is really wonderful.
这实在是美好。
God is not only the creator, he desires to be our father.
神不仅是创造者，他更愿意做我们的父。
He wants to give us his life.
他要把他的生命赐给我们。
Our human life is not adequate.
我们人的生命实在是不够的。
But we have to be born from above.
我们必须从上头被生出来。
In your first birth, you get a blood, the flesh and blood.
所以当我们头一次被生下来的时候，我们是有血肉的身体。
So John said in verse 13, born of the blood of the will of the flesh and of the will of man.
所以刚才约翰福音第一章十三节说，我们这些人呢，是血气，从血气生的，是从情欲生的和人意生的。
Yeah. This is our first birth.
这是我们首先的生下来。
It's wonderful to be a human being.
所以做人呢，成为人是很好的事情。
I'm glad I'm a human being.
我很高兴啊，我今天是个人呢。
I'm not in the zoo.
今天我不是关在动物园的笼子后面。
It's wonderful to be a man.
就做一个人是好，真好。是一个人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because we have a higher destiny.
因为我们有一个更高的前途。
To be sons of God.
要成为神的众子。
You have to see this.
你需要看见这一点。
Unfortunately, sin entered into man.
但是很不幸的，罪恶先进到人的肉体里。
Man became fallen.
人就堕落了。
That's why there is such chaos.
所以今天
in this world today,
在世界上有这许多的混乱。
All kinds of evil things.
各式各样的邪恶的事发生着。
Of course, there is also a good side of man because God created man good.
当然，你也看见人好的一面，因为人被造的时候，神是照着他的形象造的。
But whether good or bad,
但是无论人身上好的一面、坏的一面
，Your destiny is to be born again to become a son of God.
神要给我们的前途是要我们重生。成为神的众子
，to inherit all things，
能够来承受万有
，wonderful，
这是非常的美好
，because it's your destiny，
因为这是你的前途
，God prepared everything to make it possible，
唯独这个神预备了一切所需要的。
That's why you are the God of Abraham.
所以我们有亚伯拉罕的神。
You have the God of Isaac.
以撒的神。
And you have the God of Jacob.
还有雅各的神。
Right. Why is it that God revealed himself to be such?
为什么神向人显现的时候他是这样启示他的自己呢？
In order to fulfill his plan.With all of us.
目的乃是要成就他在我们身上的计划。
If you do not read the Bible,
如果你不读圣经,
if you don't open your heart to really seek after the purpose of your life,
如果你不敞开你的心，真实的在追求你人生的目标,
you're going to miss your destiny.
你会错失你该有的前途。
You can be a great scientist.
你也许会成为一位大科学家。
You can be a famous doctor.
你也许成为一个非常出名的医师。
A great politician.
或者是一个很好的政客。
You can
政治家。
Achieve high human goals.
你可能会达到很高的人生的一个目标。
But is it high enough?
但是最高的人生目标够高吗
？Is that all?
人生就是为着这些吗
？After 90 years of your life, what happened?
过了你人生90年的人生之后呢
What's going to happen after that?
之后有什么事会发生呢？
The Bible says then you have to face the living God.
圣经告诉我们说，我们都要面对这位活神。
Hebrews tells us it is appointed for every man to die once.
希伯来书告诉我们说，按着命定，人人都有一死。
But then it didn't stop there. It says, "And after death is judgment."
不仅如此，下一句说，死后且有审判。
What's going to happen to you?
所以，你前途会发生什么事呢？
You cannot bring all your diplomas and all your certificates and all your PhDs to God and say, "This is my achievement."
你没有办法。把你所有的文凭，所有的证书，带到神的跟前，说这是我人生所成就的一切。
You came to this world empty-handed, you go back empty-handed.
你人生进到世界上空手而来，你还要空手出去。
You may be a billionaire, but you cannot bring one cent with you.
也许你是亿万富翁，但是你一分钱也带不走。
God will ask you,
神会问你，
Is your achievement on earth more important than me?
你在地上所成就的一切比我更重要吗？
Have you not read?
你没有读过这本书上的话吗？
I created.
我创造了你
，for a wonderful, great purpose，
是为做一个非常高、非常美的目的。
For a wonderful destiny，
给你有一个非常美好的前途。
I want to be your father，
我要做你的父。
Not just your creator，
我不仅是你的创造者。
I created so many things, God will tell.
神会告诉你说，我创造了许许多多的东西。
Your wonderful pet I created. Your wonderful pet.
你所有的那个你所爱的宠物啊，动物啊，也是我创造的。
Maybe a little hot dog, so cute, I created.
也许一条腊肠狗啊，是看起来很可爱啊。
I don't want to be the father of that hot dog.
但是神说，我的心意不是要做这条狗的父。
I want to be your father.
我要做你的父。
I want to give you my life.
我要把我的生命来赐给你。
But you refuse.
但是你拒绝了。
Remember this.
请你记得。
After man fell.
当人堕落的以后。
Sin entered into man.
罪恶进到人里面了。
Man lost.That wonderful image of God and became like the serpent.
人就失去了像神那样美的形象，就变成了一个蛇的形象。
All kinds of things filled man's heart.
各式各样的污秽充满在人的心里。
Covetousness.
人的嫉妒。
Covetousness, no, greed.
贪心。
Pride.
这个人的骄傲
，unrighteousness，
人的不义
，corruption，
各样的败坏
，killing，
杀戮
，sinful， sinful，
各样的罪性
，all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.、Too.
神说，众人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀
，terrible，
是非常可怕的情形。
Waiting for judgment，
今天不过等候那个审判的日子。
We are living in an age of grace. God is giving us so many chances to repent.
今天我们所活的是恩典的时代，神给人许多的机会让人悔改。
What are we going to do?
那我们该怎么办？
We have to receive the Lord Jesus Christ for our salvation.
我们需要 接受相信耶稣基督做我们的救恩。
Let him through the Holy Spirit come into us to make us our spirit alive.
让他借着圣灵进到我们里面来，使我们里面的灵被点活过来。
Now, coming back to Abraham.
那么回到亚伯拉罕。
Abraham shows us that this wonderful God wants to be the father.
在亚伯拉罕的身上给我们看见这位神要做我们的父。
He has a wonderful plan.
他有一个非常美好的计划。
A wonderful purpose with us.
在我们身上有非常美好的目的。
Right, you are a father.
你是做父亲的。
You have three children.
你有三个儿女。
Right?
对吗？
是的。One son, two daughters.
一个儿子，两个女儿。
One of them is sitting right there.
有一位就坐在那里。
When your children was born,
当你的孩子生下来的时候
，You and your wife,
你和你的妻子
，Don't you wish the best for your children?
你是不是为着你这个孩子，盼望他们有最好的前途
？Don't you have a wonderful purpose for your children?
为着你的儿女，你是不是身上一个非常美好的目标目的
？Don't you wish the best for your children?
你是不是盼望？他能得着最好的。
And you did all you can to really send them to the best schools, maybe.
也许你尽了你一切所能的，送他们上最好的学校。
Do you think you are a better father than the heavenly father?
但是你想一想，你比起属天的父是更好的父亲吗
？The God of Abraham has such a wonderful, great plan for us, the children of God, to make us heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ.
亚伯拉罕的神，他有这样一个美好高超的计划，要使我们成为他的儿女，与亚伯拉罕成为亚伯拉罕的后裔，与基督一同承受万有。
That's why God gave Abraham so many promises, so much blessing.
这就是为什么神给了亚伯拉罕许多的应许，许多的祝福。
Wonderful plan，
一个非常美好的一个计划。
Oh, God blessed Abraham，
神就祝福亚伯拉罕。
This is wonderful，
这实在是美好。
He's the God of Abraham，
所以他是亚伯拉罕的神。
That's why in our first meeting we said you have to know the Father。
所以在头一次头一个特会里，我们说到他是一个父神。
I'm sorry, all of us Christians, we only know God loves me, God loves me, oh hallelujah, God loves me. I know God loves me, but apart from God loves you, what else?
很不幸的，今天许多基督徒所认识的只是神爱我们，不错，神实在是爱我们。那还有什么呢？
What else? Did you just love your children and that's all? You don't do anything else?
是不是我们只是爱我们的儿女，其他什么都不做了？还有什么呢？
Is it just love? Is that good enough?
只是爱，爱就够了吗？
Is good enough? Is that all you gave your children?
Much more.
Much more. Is it true? Is it true?
你给你儿女什么东西？除了爱之外，你给他更多。更多
对不对
是不是这样子的？
不只是更多啊，你什么都会给他们。
Not only more, you give everything to them.
It's written, for God so loved us, He gave His only begotten Son to save you.
圣经告诉我们说，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给世人做他们的救主。
He paid a great price.
他付了一个极大的代价。
What price did your parents give you so that today you are there, successful? And please tell me what did they give you?
你父母亲给了你什么，叫你今天能在你所在的地位？你告诉我。
God gave us everything.
神把一切都赐给我们。
He is this wonderful father.
他真是一个美好的父亲。
He had a wonderful plan.
他一个美好的计划。
The word of God says he made us to be kings and priests.
神说，他使我们成为君王，做祭司。
The word of God says God wants us to be co-heirs with Christ.
神的话告诉我们,
all things.
我们要与基督一同做后事, 承受万有。
You're going to rule over the nations.
你要辖管列国。
You're going to sit on the throne with his son, Jesus Christ.
你要与他的儿子耶稣基督一同坐在宝座上。
Etc., etc., etc.
等等等等。
You want to know? Read it yourself.
你要知道,你自己到圣经里去读。
You know, this book is called Testament.
你知道,这本书叫做约。 新约,旧约,约
Yes, it's yeah, testament it's not just a year, a testament, you know, just like a rich father giving writing a testament to the children.
这个约啊,不仅是个约啊,是个遗嘱啊
Yes. Of course, I don't have anything, so my testament is almost just two zeros, and that's it, right?
我没有很多的地上的财物，所以我的遗嘱也许里面不过都是零啊。But
hey, God owns the whole universe.
但是整个宇宙都是神的。He
created everything.
万有都是他所创造的。And
he gave you a testament.
他给了我们一个。 约的书啊,
All the promises, everything that he has, he's going to give it to you. You are an heir, co-heir with Christ.
一切的约里,所有的一切,他都给了我们,叫我们与基督一同做后事,
you know,
做继承人。
The Bible says those who refuse to accept one day, they will be thrown into a place where there is weeping and gnashing of teeth.
圣经告诉我们说, 如果今天我们拒绝了神所给我们的, 有一天我们要丢在外面的黑暗里, 哀哭切齿。
Because you regret, you say, oh, how come I'm so foolish?
因为你会在那里非常的懊悔, 我为什么是这样的愚昧啊?
God is a wonderful Father.
神是非常美好的神。
And then he is also the God of Isaac.
这里也告诉我们说他是以撒的神。
Because what Abraham wanted was an heir.
亚伯拉罕要得着一个后裔。
And it's written Ishmael cannot inherit anything.
圣经上说,记载说,以实玛利不能做他的后裔。
Because he's just born of the flesh, it's flesh, it's fallen.
因为是凭着他的肉体所生的,出于肉体的就是肉体,肉体所生的就是肉体。
Paul in Galatians says, Isaac is born of the promise, born of the spirit.
所以加拉太书说明了,以撒是按着应许生的,是从圣灵而生的。My,
only that which is born of the spirit, which is born of God, is qualified to inherit.
所有一切由圣灵而生的,就是从神而生的,才有资格承受一切。
If you're not born again,
你如果今天还没有得着重生,
if you're not born the second time from above,
你若不是第二次从天而生,
you'll be like Ishmael. No, you're not qualified.
你就像旧约里记载的以实玛利, 你不够资格来承受神的一切。
Oh, praise the Lord.
赞美主。
That's why he's the God of Isaac.
这就是为什么他说他是以撒的神。
Born of God's promise.
是按着神的应许所生的。
Qualified to be heir.
就有资格能做神的后事。
Paul says in Galatians 3:16, that seed, Isaac, is Christ, Jesus Christ.
加拉太书3章6节告诉我们说, 那个所指明的后裔就是指着基督说的。
Only that seed is qualified.
只有那一个后裔有资格。
So, do you want to be Ishmael or Isaac?
所以今年我们要做以实玛利还是要做以撒?
That is why the scripture says Abraham offered up Isaac.
这也是为什么圣经告诉我们说亚伯拉罕把以撒献上为祭给神。
Just as God who loves you offered up his beloved son to die on the cross to save you.
就像神爱我们，把他的独生子为我们摆在祭坛上，为我们牺牲。
He shed his precious blood.
流了他的宝血。
His body is broken for you.
他的身体为我们裂开。
He accomplished a wonderful redemption.
他成功了这美好的救恩。
So that God will have a righteous basis to forgive all of your sins.
神就得做一个公义的根基来赦免我们一切的罪。
Because God is righteous.
因为神是公义的神。
He cannot just close his eyes and says, I forgive you.
他没有办法只是闭着眼睛赦免我们一切的罪。
But his way is to send his beloved son, Jesus Christ, like Abraham offering up Isaac. He offered up his son, which is himself, to die for you on the cross.
神的路乃是差遣他的儿子来到地上，耶稣基督，也就是神的自己为我们献上。
He bore all of our sins upon himself on a tree.
在这个十字架上，他担当了我们人类所有的罪。
By his wounds, it is written in Isaiah 53, we who were fallen, we are healed.
照着以赛亚书五十三章所说的，因他受的鞭伤，我们得着医治。
God has placed all our transgression upon him.
神将我们所有的过犯都归在耶稣基督的身上。
He became our sacrifice for sin.
他就成为我们赎罪的祭。
That we might be saved.
为着叫我们得救。
And not only that, we are also baptized into Christ Jesus.
不仅如此，今天我们信的人还受浸归入耶稣基督的死。
So that we become one with the heir.
叫我们与神那一个独一的后嗣是联合为一。
Because there is only one heir.
因为只有一个后嗣。
Jesus Christ.
就是耶稣基督。
So now we who are born again and saved, we are baptized into Isaac.
所以今天我们这些信而重生的人要受浸归入耶稣基督与以撒是联合为一。
Now we are also heirs of God.
现在我们也成了与神一同做神的后嗣。
We can inherit.
我们就能够来承受。
What a wonderful God of Isaac.
这位以撒的神是多么的奇妙，多么美好。
This is really wonderful.
真是美好。
Then we have the God of Jacob.
然后我们还有这位称作雅各的神。
Don't think it is good enough just to be born again.
所以我们今天重生了以后，不要以为这样就够了。
Oh, that's just two thirds.
这不过是三分之二而已。
There's another third.
还有三分之一呢。
What is that other third?
那最后这三分之一，另外三分之一是什么呢？
Why is it that God has also be, has to be the God of Jacob?
为什么神还说他是雅各的神呢？
Because after we are born again, we are saved.
是，当我们重生之后，我们得救了。
We are still very... What?Terrible in our nature, like Jacob.
但是我们旧日的天性还是那样的可怕，像雅各一样。
Don't think Jacob is a nice guy.
你不要以为圣经中这个雅各啊是个很好的人呢。
No.
不啊。
The name Jacob means a supplanter.
雅各的意思啊，就是一个替代者啊。一个这个取代者，
骗子 ，cheater，
就是一个骗子
，a con man，
是一个专门骗人的人。
Yes, that's Jacob.
这就是雅各啊。
It's written that Rebecca, when she was laboring, giving birth, there were two in the womb, a twin.
雅各的圣经记载，雅各的母亲利百加要生他的时候，他肚子里其实有双生的儿子啊。
The one is Esau and the other one is Jacob.
一个后来叫做以扫，一个叫做雅各。
No, Esau means hairy because he was hairy like a monkey.
以扫的名字就是说很多毛啊，他身上就像猴子一样。
That's why his name is called Esau. It also means red.
以扫的意思也有一个意思是红色的意思。
He's wild.
就是这个人。
He's a wild man.
很野啊，这个野人呢、啊。
You know, we all have a wild side, right? Don't you?
在我们人性里，堕落天性都有一个很天然野蛮的、狂野的部分，
有有、
对吗？
或是你是非常斯文，不野蛮。
Oh, you are very proper, not very wild.
You know, one is hairy, the other one is, wow, 斯文的、啊。
所以这双生
雅各啊。
双生的孩子以扫是非常野的，但是，the twin,
yes,
Esau is very wild, wild, and Jacob looks very proper.
Really, he looks like a gentleman.
看起来像一个绅士一样。
Domestic.
但是他喜欢住在家里，
帐篷里。Esau is a hunter.
以扫呢是一个
wild, always going out and hunting. You know, he's wild, wild man.
以扫喜欢打猎，终日在外面跑打猎，他是很野的人。
But we, what are we?
那今天我们是什么
？Are you wild?
你是野的吗
？Or are you fine?
还是你看起来是很斯文的呢？
Oh, Lord.
Oh, 主啊
Definitely. We are all like Jacob.
我们天性都像雅各
Even after you're saved.
甚至当我们得救之后，我们旧日的天性还是一样。
对不对
Is that right? Is that right?
After we are saved, we are still impossible.
就是我们得救之后，我们还是非常不容易的。
Because that's the way we are before we were born.
因为我们还没有重生之前就是这样的。
Jacob means the heel holder.
因为雅各这个名字有一个意思是抓，他是抓着他哥哥的脚伸出，脚跟伸出来的，要抢先。
Esau was the firstborn.
因为以扫后来是头一个生出来的。
Yeah.But Jacob was already fighting in the mother's womb and hold him. He wants to be the first, right?
所以在母亲的腹中啊，雅各已经在那里跟他的哥哥争了，所以他是拉着他哥哥的脚跟呢、啊、出来的。
Can you imagine?
你能不能想象
？Already in the mother's womb, he was like that.
还在母亲的腹中啊，这个人就已经是这样子的了。
How about you?
那今天你是什么情形
？We are all like that.
其实我们都是这个样子。
You know, David in Psalm 51 says, I was born already in my mother's womb, I was a born sinner.
大卫在诗篇第五十一篇说到，我从母腹中就是生在罪中，罪孽里。
You think it's easy to change?
你想我们这个人性很容易改变吗？
Emma, 容易吗
Is it easy?
杨弟兄啊，你的姊妹啊，容易改变吗
How about your husband? You think your wife is easy to be changed?
不容易改变
Not easy.
你说我要改变我自己容易吗
How about changing myself? Is that easy?
你说不需要改变吗
Or you say that there's no need for me to be changed.
林弟兄啊，我们不需要改变吗
Brother Lin, don't we need to be changed?
所以不需要改变，请举手。
If you feel you don't need to be changed, raise your hand.
不会骗人吗
Will you not lie to others?
不会贪吗
covet others?
不诡诈?
Are you not conniving?
不会吗?
Are you not?
谁不会?
Who is not?
我们都是一样的。
We are all the same.
都是从老亚当出来。
We are all come from this old Adam.
虽然得救了。
Though we are saved.
虽然重生了。
Even though we are born again.
虽然圣灵现在已经住在我们里面了。
Even though the Holy Spirit now is dwelling in us.
但是你时常叫圣灵担忧，没有吗？
But don't you always grieve the Holy Spirit that's in you?
没有吗？ 没有时常消灭圣灵在你里面的感动吗？ 没有吗？
Do you not oftentimes quench the Holy Spirit in you?
时常抵挡主的意思吗？
Always resist God's will.
时常做跟神所要的相反吗？ 没有吗？
Always do things opposed to God's will.
我们是雅各。
We are Jacob.
那怎么办呢？
Then what shall we do?
That's why God is also the God of Jacob.
所以神也是雅各的神。
Don't stop at the God of Isaac.
不要到了以撒的神就停住了。
Because God has a wonderful purpose.
因为神在我们身上有一个非常奇妙的目的。
Right, and it is in stages.
带领我们。 一步一个阶段一个阶段
progressive
是往前的
everything in this world is progressive right
今年世界上每一件事物都是要往前的进步的
you don't stop
不要停下来
because if you stop you will backslide
你若停下来你就是退步了
right you need to go on
你需要往前
otherwise you cannot survive
要不然你都没有办法存活。
That's why all the businesses they have to keep on going and
所以今天世上所有的事业企业都需要不断的往前更新。
How about you?
那你呢?
No change.
没有变化吗?
So how does God change you?
那神怎样来变化?
How did God change Jacob?
看看神怎样来改变这个雅各。
You should read.
你应该去读。
Actually, God already promised before Jacob was born, right?
其实雅各还没有生出来，神就已经应许了。
So the older one will serve the younger one.
神说将来大的要服侍小的。
And even God told Rebecca, the mother.
甚至神预先已经告诉了母亲利百加。
Actually, Rebecca should have told her son, don't worry, don't connive so much, don't try so hard. God already said, the older one will serve you. Yeah.
其实利百加从小就应该告诉雅各，你不需要凭着自己在那里诡诈去争夺啊。神已经说明了，将来大的要侍奉小的。
Both the mother and the son still conniving to this and to that. My goodness.
结果呢，是母亲和这个小的儿子雅各一起在那里施行诡诈，也欺骗他哥哥。结果，妈妈也失去了儿子，被赶走了。那儿子也失去了妈妈，也走了。 In the end, the mother lost the son. Because the son had to run away for his life.
And
the
God,
son lost the mother.
And God used all kinds of environment and situation to change Jacob.
神用各样的环境,各样的境况在这里来变化雅各。
All kinds of suffering.
各样的受苦。
You want to connive?
你在那里凭自己的诡诈
You want to manipulate
你在那里要操弄事情
One day you're going to meet your match
有一天你会碰到比你更厉害的人
And God will use him to deal with you
神用那个人来对付雅各
Just like Laban, the uncle of Jacob
是雅各的舅父拉班，就是那个对付他的人。
So God, oh my. Anyway, you read it yourself.
啊，你还是回去自己读。
I don't need to tell you the stories because it is written here, right? You can read.
我不需要在这里告诉你所有的故事，你可以去读。
But then, on the other hand,
但是从另一面来说
，God appeared to him again. God appeared.
神自己向雅各显现。
In a dream,
在梦中向雅各显现。
So God showed him the vision of wow, the gate to heaven.
神给他看见一个异象，就是天的门。
In a dream, he saw that wonderful vision.
所以在他的梦中，他看见这个奇妙美好的异象。
Even though Jacob is in such a terrible condition, but he saw a vision.
在那个状态，他这种可怕的状态中，他看见了神给他的异象。
And God wrestled with him, right?
他甚至
wrestled with God.
甚至他还与神呢、啊、在那里摔跤有一次。
And God touched his hip bone here, his joint, hip joint.
最后神摸了他的大腿窝一把。
So that at the end, Jacob was limping. The strong man, Jacob, he couldn't even walk properly.
末了，这个强人与神摔跤，这个人就瘸了，一辈子是瘸着行走。
And God changed his name.
并且在那时候，神就改了他的名字。
From Jacob to Israel.
从雅各改作以色列。
A prince of God.
以色列的意思就是神的王子，啊，不得了。
This is God's plan.
这是神的计划。
In three different persons.
在这里有三个人物。
Abraham.
亚伯拉罕。
Do you know Abraham?
你认不认识亚伯拉罕？
I don't think you really.In your mind and in your heart, you only know Lord Jesus, Jesus, Lord, Lord Jesus, Lord Jesus. you only know mostly love and salvation. Yeah.
我们经常只是耶稣基督，我们心里只知道他爱我们，他救了我们。
Do you know your heavenly Father?
你认不认识你属天的父啊，父神呢？
Not like a baby knowing the Father.
我们的认识不该只是像一个婴孩认识父亲一样。
But you should be a mature son knowing the will of the Father.
但是我们应该像一个成熟的儿子一样认识父神的心意。
Like the Lord Jesus when he was on this earth.
像主耶稣基督在地上的时候。
Even at the age of 12, he was fully involved in the Father's business.
只有他还12岁的时候。他就说他要以父神的事为念。
Whoa, I wish I had a son like that.
我盼望我有一个儿子是这样的儿子。
Can you imagine if your son grows up to 12 years old and he's so concerned about your business?
你想想看，如果你的儿子12岁的时候，他就说我非常在意我父亲的事业。
我12岁的时候还在玩，我不知道在玩什么呢。
When I was 12 years old, maybe I was still playing marbles or something.
Yes. Marbles was my business.
我心里的事业就是玩弹珠啊。
But not with the Lord Jesus.
但主耶稣不是这样。
At the age of 12, he was in a temple, and a mother, Mary, was looking for him and rebuked him. Why did you do this?What is the Lord says? Don't you know I have to be about my Father's business?
主耶稣十二岁的时候上圣殿，就留在圣殿里。结果母亲找他说：“你为什么这样做，害我们担忧呢？”他说：“岂不知我应当以我父神的事为念吗
？”Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
You have to know the Father.
你要认识。父神
Not just love the Father.
不仅爱我们的父神
You have to know exactly the will of the Father.
你需要准确地认识父神的旨意
When the Lord was on this earth, he accomplished completely every will of the Father, including going to the cross.
当主耶稣基督在世上的时候，他完成了父神心意中的每一点，包括最终上了十字架。
So at the end he says, if possible, let it go, let a cup pass from me, but nevertheless, let your will be done and not mine.
主耶稣末了在客西马尼园里的祷告是说，父神啊，若是许可让这个苦杯啊离开我，但是呢，不是照我的意思，照你的意思。
That is why Philippians 2 says, therefore God exalted him and gave him a name above every name.
所以腓立比书就告诉我们说，所以神将他升为至高，赐给他那超乎万民的名。
Praise the Lord.
赞美主。
What a wonderful son.
何等一位美好的儿子以撒。
Jesus Christ.
这个以撒儿子就是耶稣基督。
But unfortunately, we are not like Isaac. We are more like who? Jacob.
但是很不幸的时候啊，是很不幸的事，是我们不像以撒，我们像谁啊？像雅各。
Takes a long time for God to change us.
神要花许多的功夫来改变我们。
Through the Holy Spirit.
乃是借着圣灵。
That's why God is triune.
这就是为什么圣经给我们看见神是三一神。
The Father.
父神。
He planned everything.
他计划了一切的事。
That's a wonderful purpose.
他有一个奇妙的目标
目的。He planned everything in the Son, Jesus Christ.
他在他儿子耶稣基督里有了这些的计划。
Who accomplished all of God's will.
这个儿子呢，成全了，成就了他的旨意。
Then after that, he sent the Holy Spirit.
然后他就赐下他的圣灵。
To come into us.
进到我们的里面。
Day by day to work his wonderful nature. Into our being to change us.
一天过一天，把他那个美好的性情、神性能做到我们的里面来改变我们的这个。
Conform us to the image of the firstborn Son of God.
要把我们磨成神头生的儿子耶稣基督的形象。
You need to see this.
你一定要看见这一点。
And it's not just for yourself.
而且不是只是为着我们自己。
It is for the nation of God, Israel, the heavenly Israel.
这乃是为着神属天的国度，以色列国。
It's for the kingdom.
是为着神的国度。
It's not for you.
不是为着你个人。
But don't think, oh, look, I'm so transformed. Forget about that.
有人说，你看看我，神已经把我改变得多好了，忘了这些吧。
就是你多好也没有用啊，一个人多好啊什么。
No matter how good you are.It doesn't matter.
God's plan is to have a nation.
神的计划是要得国，一个国，一个国度。
That's why the Lord taught his disciples to pray, Thy kingdom come.
所以当主耶稣教导他的门徒祷告的时候，向父神说，愿你的国降临。
So, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is for the producing of the nation of Israel, which in the New Testament is us, God's people, and the proper church life.
所以亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各的神，乃是为着产生一个属天的国，以色列国。在新约里，这个属天的以色列国，指的就是我们信徒在这里成为主在地上的教会。
不是神爱我，神爱我，神爱我就好了。
It's not just only God loves me, God loves me, that's it.
No. He wants to have a nation.
神要得着一个国。
He wants to have such a wonderful achievement of a kingdom and that we all can be the co-kings to rule with him. In his entire creation.
神的心意是要成就达成 这个美好的国度天国，然后我们在其中能与他一同作王。
That's why you have Genesis.
这就是为什么神给我们创世纪。
That's why you have Exodus.
也给我们出埃及记。
That's why you have Leviticus.
也给我们利未记。
Right. And all the way to Deuteronomy.
一直到生命记。
All of God's plan was already shown and revealed in those five books of Moses, the Pentateuch.
神所有的计划已经包含在并且启示在这头五本书里，称作摩西五经。
阿门。
感谢主。
Well, it's good to be with you all for the weekend.
感谢主，这个周末能与你们在一起，聚在一起。
Word be written in your heart.
愿神的话被写在你们的心板上。
Not just in the book.
不仅是记载在这本书里
，but in the tablets of our heart.
乃是写在我们的心板上。Amen. Let us have some prayers together. Yeah, 我们再一同有一些祷告。
Amen.